Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy
Taylor. This coverage of the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is presented by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. By the end of the seventh round, every contestant from Indian Country has won a round, some worth over $30,000 each. It's the championships of Pro Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. We have coverage of world title races and interviews with go-round winners Tanner Ross, Eric Rogers, and Paul Eves. Round 7 in the bareback bronc riding, Clayton Bigelow, former world champion from California, was an 88-point ride aboard South Point Happy Hour of Benny Butler Rodeo Company from Oklahoma. Our Cherokee Cowboy, Jake O'Roper, was 84 placing in the round. He's won near $100,000, going from 9th to 7th in the world standings. Keenan Hayes, aboard the world standings leadership, with $393,000 won in the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling, a tie between Louisianan Tyler Wagaspak and Stan Branco from California with a 3.8 second time to claim the round. Dalton Massey from Oregon is your number one man in the steer wrestling at with 4 rounds to go. In the team roping, a three-way split with Navajo Derek Begay and his partner Coulter Todd, Oklahoma and Texan Clay Smith, Peyton Bray, Florida and Kansas, Clint Summers and Jake Long. Three teams all timing 4 seconds. Long and Summers have won rounds 1, 2, 4, and 7 and are number one in the world standings in heading and healer division. Coleman Proctor won round 5 with his partner Logan Medlin, and Eric Rogers, along with his partner Paul Eves, won round 6. 87 points. Won round number 7, saddle bronc riding, a split between Utah's Ryder Wright and his horse Exotic Warrior of the Calgary Stampede and Australian Damian Brennan. Bet the Ranch was the name of the horse of Powder River Rodeo Company from Wyoming. Zeke Thurston seeking his 4th world title in the lead with 4 go-rounds to go in the bronc riding with over $319,000 won. In the tie-down roping, Haven Medjid set an arena record with a 6.4 second time for the Montana man. Texan Riley Webb is your leader for the world title with over $439,000 in the calf roping. In the barrel racing, Brittany Posey-Tanazzi claimed the cloverleaf pattern round number 7. Two-time world champion maintains her lead in the world standings. Kai Hamilton of Australian was an impressive 89 points aboard Alberta Prime Devil's Advocate of Dwayne Kessler Rodeo Company. A big comeback after a very scary incident in round number 6. Stetson Wright is out with injuries, though maintains the lead for the all-around championship Cowboy of the World. Danielle Lohman finished 10th after the national finals breakaway roping, representing the great Navajo Nation.
Tanner Ross, Minnesota, on top of the list after round 6 with Jacob Lees in the bareback riding. You're ahead of the field. How's it feel to get a big W in a 6 up against the top 15?
Oh, it feels great. Anytime you can stand out here is awesome. You know, there's 5 NFR rookies here this year, and I've never seen a locker room that showed up more excited, more prepared, sharper than the guys that are in there now. And it's not just the rookies, it's the guys that have been here and done it. You know, they know what it takes. So to be able to stand out is awesome. I feel like I worked hard to be here too, and I prepared. So I'm glad I was able to show it today a little bit.
Navajo Cowboy Eric Rogers strikes gold in round number 6. Eric, you and your partner Paul Eves did a nice thing. Good job this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, the steer that we drew, the steer we had today did a good job on him, and Paul did an outstanding job. So the steer kind of made it a little easier for us. He was just about the steer we needed.
Yeah, it was 2 horses that we rode quite a bit this summer. Eric rode his mare that he rode all summer, and she got better as the summer went on and stepped up. Same for my horse, too. He's not young, but he's never went rodeoing like he did this summer. Helped a good friend of ours out. He did good on him. And then to do good here, he's been pretty happy with it.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to this station tomorrow for round number 8 from the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.